Welcome to the Fashion Your Passion podcast. My name is Sammy Reyes, and I'm your host. This podcast is for those who are seeking their calling and their truth and purpose. Whether you're 15, 35, or 65, I believe I can provide you with real advice to guide you to fashion your passion. Let's get to it. Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Fashion Your Passion podcast. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited that you're here. I'm so excited about today's topic because it is currently 5:28 right now. And I'm recording this podcast. I've been up for about an hour and a half. And I've been just, you know, moving and grooving through my morning routine. But that's what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about waking up early and, you know, just being productive. Because to quote Ed Milette, he said, "Success demands that you rise before the sun." And ever since I started rising before the sun, it's been so great. And I've been able to be more productive and just have more clarity in my brain. So I'm going to take you through things today. I'm going to go through my morning routine because a bunch of people ask me, "Sammy, you wake up at 4 a.m. every day, but what do you do in those 3 hours?" Because I go to school at 7 a.m. And so I'm here to tell you what I do, and then I'm going to tell you why you should wake up early, and then I am going to give you 3 tips to help you wake up early, because I know everyone's not a morning person, I understand that, but funny thing is that you can actually become a morning person, and personally, I prefer the morning over the nighttime. Let's get into it. Okay, so what is my morning routine? Well, I'm so glad you asked. So I get up between 4 o'clock and 4:10, depending on which alarm I decide to get up at. And I'd wake up very slowly. So I'll sit up, I'll stretch a little bit, I'll just, you know, chill out, not jump out of bed and being like, "Oh my God, go, 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 go." Then once I decide to get out of bed, which would be another 5 minutes or so, I'll go to the bathroom, I will wash my face, brush my teeth, just sort of wake myself up for the day. And at this point, my candles are lit, my Himalayan salt lamp is on, my fairy lights are on. So when I come back into my room, it's nice and warm and comforting. And so at this point, I'll come back into my room and I'll sit on my yoga mat and I'll meditate for 5 minutes. That's it. Just 5 minutes is all you need. I swear it helps me immensely. It's like, it's crazy. And so I'll sit with a little music on and I'll sit and I'll just breathe. So I'll have one hand on my heart and one hand on my stomach and I'll just breathe. And I'm just counting my breath, sort of getting away from all my thoughts that are coming in. And I'm just sitting there breathing for like 5 minutes. Then once I'm finished with that and the bell goes off, I'll journal. So the first journal that I use is my Panda Planner, and that has practices of gratitude, has practices of like, what are you excited about today, priority practices, and it has a timetable for your day. And then I'll go to my Start Today journal. And what the Start Today journal is, it was created by Rachel Hollis, and I sort of like made my own like makeshift one. It's not the actual Start Today journal. But in it, you practice gratitude. You have a section that she created, a method that she created. You envision who you want to be from 10 years from now. And you write down goals on how you can, like, what you're going to do in order to get there. And then in the journal, you pick 10 of those goals and you write them as if they already happened. And Rachel preaches about how impactful this is and how it motivates you to, you know, get things done. And it really does. I've got to say, you guys should try it one day. Every time I write down these goals, like in the past tense, I get so excited about them. Especially ones like "I am ordained" or "I'm on Ed Milette's podcast" or stuff like that. Like, I get so excited. I'm like, "Oh my God, I can't wait. Like, it's going to be so exciting. Like, my life is going to be so good." Like, it just like, ugh, it makes me feel so happy. And then the last part of the journal is one goal that you can achieve first. And so for me, that goal is graduating high school with a 3.8. And I have 3.7 right now. but I really, really want a 3.8 because then it will encourage me to not slack for, like, the last, like, 3 months of school, you know, when I'm in college, like, I'm like, I don't really care about school anymore. So that'll be a fun time. And then I will sometimes do a brain dump. In my other journal, and that basically is just writing. It's writing down your thoughts you're thinking in the moment. And there's a bunch of studies that have been shown that morning brain dumps are a really great thing, but for me, like, I'm just not up for it every single day because I just journal twice and I don't feel like journaling a third time. But when I am up to it and I really have a lot of thoughts on my mind, that's when I'll do it. And then after that, I will get up. I will do a little stretching, just, you know, sort of, you know, because I was in a sitting position for a little while, so I'll just stretch it out. And then I will go over, turn on my light, my big light, and I will go to my vanity, and I'll get ready for the day. So I'll get dressed, I'll curl my hair, straighten my hair, and I'll do my makeup, put my contacts in, you know, the whole yada yada. And then I will put on my shoes. And I know you're like, Sammy, you literally have, like, 2.5 more hours to, like, be home and you're gonna put on your shoes? Yes. I read a study a while ago saying how putting on your shoes first thing in the morning, like, tells your brain that you're, like, ready to start the day and whatever, because, you know, you put on your shoes before you leave the house and, like, go to work or whatever, so your brain knows, like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, be doing work or, like, whatever, or, you know, doing something when I put on my shoes. So if you put on shoes early on, then you'll be more, your brain will be like, okay, let's start rolling, let's get things moving. So then after I'm all dressed, I'm ready, I look presentable, you know, all that fun stuff, I'll make my bed. And I freaking love making my bed. I don't know what it is, but I love, you know, seeing the sort of, like, the before and after of making my bed. And so making your bed, like, it actually makes your room look a lot cleaner, and it also just, like, it just makes you feel good and makes you feel satisfied because, like, you completed a task, like, you made your bed. Like, I bet you half the people in this world don't even make their bed, and it makes you feel like, okay, if I made my bed, I can tackle the rest of my day. And then, so after I make my bed, I will come sit at my desk and I will have to face the consequences of the work that I have to do for the day. Okay, not face the consequences, but face all the work I have to do for the day. So I'll sit down and I'll look at my to-do list and I will just start doing things. So I finished a lot of work last night, like homework last night, so because I got home early because I didn't have work. So that's why I'm recording the podcast this morning. Again, it's like 5:30 in the morning and I'm recording this podcast. I know I'm saying it's okay. I'll probably sit at my desk for like a half an hour to an hour, depending on like how fast I get done with everything else and, you know, how sluggish I'm not feeling that day. And then once I'm done up here, I will pack my bag up, turn off all my lights, blow out all my candles, and I'll go downstairs and I will make my breakfast, I'll make my lunch, I'll pack up my bags, fill up my water bottle, all that fun stuff. And so after that, once my sister finally comes down, which is like 7 to 7:15, depending on, you know, what time she woke up, then we'll head off to school. And it's just so nice to, like, get in the car before I head off to school and just feel satisfied with my morning and feel like I've been super productive. And so that's why I love to get up early. So I brought you through my morning routine and that was honestly so much fun for me because I literally, like, I put so much detail into that. And when people ask me, like, oh, Sammy, like, what do you do for the 3 hours in the morning? I don't tell them as much just because, like, I don't feel like rambling on everything about everything to them. So I did it, though, for all of you because I love all of you and I wish that you guys would wake up early, too, because the most amazing thing I've ever done in my entire life. Anyway, regardless. So, okay, waking up early is super beneficial and I love it and it's great because honestly, like, sleeping and, like, oversleeping is just, like, terrible. Like, if you're the person who, like, wakes up 5 minutes before you have to leave for work or school, like, I don't know how you do it. Like, honestly, like, I don't know. Like, props to you if you're, like, you know, not stressed or whatever, because when I wake up 5 minutes before I have to go, I'm all like stressed out and I'm like, you know, just flustered. Like I got nothing done and I have to do all this, like, sort of like play catch up during the day. And it sucks. Cause then like I don't eat and like I don't, you know, drink water and like it's just like a whole big, you know, palooza. So anyway, waking up early, you should do it. Just do it. At least for one day. Like, honestly, like, don't wake up at 4 a.m. Like, I know, it's pretty extreme. Like, I'm crazy. Like, I get it. It's fine. I can accept that fact. But, like, wake up at, like, okay, if you wake up at, like, 6:30, wake up at, like, 6 or even 5:45. And so try that out. Like, one day. At least one day. Like, come on. Like, it's not gonna hurt you for one day. But if you want to commit to this for the rest of your life and you want to commit to waking up early, I can give you 3 steps to help you. So the first step is to sort of create your perfect morning routine. And this morning routine should be self-centered and it should be productive. Productive not meaning that you get a lot of work done, but productive meaning that you're completing things that are for you and for your health and for your well-being. What that means is like getting up slowly, you know, washing your face, brushing your teeth, meditating, journaling, practicing gratitude, you know, doing your hair, doing your makeup, like whatever it is, as long as it's like for you and the majority of your morning routine is for you, that's okay. Because I feel like a lot of people have the, you know, the idea that if you get up early, you have to do work. That is so not true. Literally almost every successful person that I know that gets up early doesn't start their work until like hour 2 of their morning routine. Like they'll like wake up, they'll like shower, they'll meditate, they'll exercise before they start their work, because their work is not their life. Their work can wait for them, but they cannot wait for themselves, if that makes any sense to you. And so that's the first step. The second step is to set a desired wake up time for yourself. So say, you know, you wake up currently at 6:30 and you've made your entire morning routine and you have to, you know, wake up earlier because you're doing a lot more in your morning. And so you decide that you want to wake up at 5 a.m. So what I want you to do is I want you, and this is the third step, I want you to set your alarm 15 to 30 minutes earlier each week. So week 1 would be you'd be getting up at 6 o'clock because you're waking up at 6:30 now, so you're getting up at 6 o'clock. And do that for the entire week. Then once your body is starting to like get used to that and like be like, oh, this is cool, like we like waking up at 6 a.m. be like, ha, tricked ya, we're not actually waking up at 6 a.m. And then that next week you wake up at 5:30 a.m. And then you do the same thing, and then the next week you wake up at 5 a.m. So I hope you commit at least one day in the next month or the next few months to waking up early. So if you're like me and you already get up early and you love it and it's amazing, hit me up on my socials. It's at The Spiritual Jew for my Instagram and my Twitter pages. And if you want to wake up early and you're going to start it based off of this podcast, also hit me up on my social medias because I'd love to hear about your journey and what you're going to decide to do in your morning, because I love mornings, if you couldn't have told already. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the first episode of the Fashion Your Passion podcast. Next week, I will have a super special guest on this podcast. I'm super hyped about it. And just share this podcast with all your friends, all of your friends. Please be sure to leave a rating and review in whatever podcast platform you're on, because it helps me to see you guys are liking the podcast, what I should do to improve it. And it also helps me rise up in the ranks. And I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. And I hope you have the most beautiful day ever. Whenever you're listening to this, have the most beautiful rest of your day. Have the most beautiful day, because it's currently 5:45 now. And I'm getting ready to start my day.